Greetings again, brothers and sisters, my fellow pilgrims walking through 1 Samuel, the great book of the Old Testament, telling the story that begins with Elkanah and his daughter Hannah, and leads us straight to the lineage of Jesus Christ. An amazing story. And it is September 10th today. And we have episodes 19 and 20 for you. I am Pastor Bob, broadcasting from our studios at the Parsonage. And just to let you know, if I'm a little off today during the night, something happened in our broadcasting station where I'm now broadcasting from a baby changing table. Not sure how that happened, but it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Well, my candle isn't going to make it today. We're going to have to go with a new one tomorrow. So the sandalwood and myrrh, if you were counting on that today, it's just not going to happen. It's at the end. All it is a little metal base with a burnout wick on it. Some days I feel like that, don't you? But we do have the monks and a special brew today. The best beans brew, the breakfast blend. A little coffee today. Amen. So let's begin. We are now at episode 19. Samuel has been anointed Saul to be king. And the title of episode 19 is Saul is Acclaimed King. Saul is acclaimed king. And let's begin. Oh, by the way, we are in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel. And we'll be starting with verse 17 and going through the end of chapter 10, verse 27. 17 through 27 in 1 Samuel 10. Saul is acclaimed king. Later, Samuel called all the people of Israel to meet before the Lord at Mizpah. And he gave them this message from the Lord, the God of Israel. I brought you from Egypt and rescued you from the Egyptians and from all of the nations that were oppressing you. But though I have done so much for you, you have rejected me and said, we want a king instead. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by tribes and clans. So Samuel called the tribal leaders together before the Lord, and the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. Then he brought each family of the tribe of Benjamin before the Lord, and the family of the Matrites was chosen. And finally, Saul, son of Kish, was chosen from among them. But when they looked for him, he had disappeared. So they asked the Lord, where is he? And the Lord replied, he is hiding among the baggage. So they found him and brought him out, and he stood head and shoulders above anyone else. Then Samuel said to all the people, this is the man the Lord has chosen as your king. No one in all Israel is his equal. And all the people shouted, long live the king. Then Samuel told the people what the rights and duties of a king were. He wrote them down on a scroll and placed it before the Lord. And then Samuel sent the people home again. When Saul returned to his home at Gibeah, a band of men whose hearts God had touched became his constant companions. But there were some wicked men who complained, how can this man save us? And they despised him and refused to bring him gifts. But Saul ignored them. The end of episode 19. And now we move on to episode 20, which is the beginning of chapter 11, 1 Samuel 11. And it goes all the way through verse 15, which is the complete chapter. So episode 20, Saul defeats the Ammonites, is chapter 11 of 1 Samuel. And we pick it up. About a month later, King Nahash of Ammon led his army against the Israelite city of Jabesh Gilead. But the citizens of Jabesh asked for peace. "Make a treaty with us, and we will be your servants," they pleaded. "All right," Nahash said, "but only on one condition. I will gouge out the right eye of every one of you as a disgrace to all Israel. Give us 7 days to send messengers throughout Israel," replied the leaders of Jabesh. "If none of our relatives will come to save us, we will agree to your terms." When the messengers came to Gibeah, Saul's hometown, and told the people about their plight, everyone broke into tears. Saul was plowing in the field, and when he returned to town, he asked, "What is the matter? Why is everyone crying?" So they told him about the message from Jabesh. Then the Spirit of God came mightily upon Saul, and he became very angry. He took 2 oxen and cut them into pieces and sent the messengers to carry them throughout Israel with this message: "This is what will happen to the oxen of anyone who refuses to follow Saul and Samuel into battle." And the Lord made the people afraid of Saul's anger, and all of them came out together as one. When Saul mobilized them at Bezek, he found that there were 300,000 men of Israel, in addition to 30,000 from Judah. So Saul sent the messengers back to Jabesh Gilead to say, "We will rescue you by noontime tomorrow." What joy there was throughout the city when that message arrived. The men of Jabesh then told their enemies, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you can do to us as you wish." But before dawn the next morning, Saul arrived, having divided his army into 3 detachments. He launched a surprise attack against the Ammonites and slaughtered them the whole morning. The remnant of their army was so badly scattered that no 2 of them were left together. Then the people exclaimed to Samuel, "Now, where are those men who said Saul shouldn't rule over us? Bring them here, and we will kill them." But Saul replied, "No one will be executed today, for today the Lord has rescued Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us all go to Gilgal to reaffirm Saul's kingship." So they went to Gilgal, and in a solemn ceremony before the Lord, they crowned him king. Then they offered peace offerings to the Lord, and Saul and all the Israelites were very happy. Thus the end of episode 20. Saul defeats the Ammonites. I hope you have a blessed day today, and that God is showing his mighty powers in your life, and you can see the signs and hear the voices of the one true God, the God of Israel, the God of the universe, the God who created you and knows you by name. Until tomorrow, amen.